Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's July 11, 2020. This is New Earth Support, our mostly weekly event. We missed last week because of the holiday, and we're back. We've got some live folks and more hopefully on the recording. And thank you all so much for being here. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with AstroShaman.com. And this is our weekly event where we actively, energetically support the Great Awakening happening on planet Earth. Those of you watching the video, I'm on one side because Makisla may be joining us, not 100% certain, but I've given her a thumbs up to come in late if she chooses to. So basically my request is these tend to last about an hour, and I would be grateful if you would give this your full attention while you're doing it. It'll give you a better experience, and because energetically what you do, the energy you specifically hold, affects everybody else, regardless of when in time they do it, and regardless of whether you're doing this live or on the recording, I do make that request that you do give it your full attention and just do the best you can with the process. Thank you so much. If you do need to leave the process en route, live or recording, just ask the guides that we're about to call in to disengage you from the energetic matrix, and they'll kind of unweave you, and then you can leave without disrupting the energies that we're doing. But basically, if you would, just kind of comport yourself as if you were right here in the room with me. Thank you. All right, so I'm going to call the directions and the allies, and then we'll get rolling here. And I will add, every being I call will be of high vibration and benevolent intent. They are beings of service to other love and light. Pachamama Mamakia Wirakocha Inti Kwichi. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied fourth density service to other consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. I call Makisla's higher self. I call Amma the hugging saint. I call ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco. I call Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator. Amma Bhagavan. I call Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I call the angels. I call Archangel Raphael in the north, Archangel Michael in the south, Archangel Uriel in the east, Archangel Gabriel in the west, Archangel Metatron in the center. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. I call our elemental allies at this property. I call my well ancestors. I call Apu Asangate, Apu, guardian angel. Apu, dragon, mountain, gateway. Apu, Mount Pisgah. Apu, shining rock. Apu, Mount Mitchell. Apu, grandfather mountain. I call Phoenix, dragon, jaguar, panther, owl, eagle, condor, hummingbird, fox, bear. I call the higher selves of spirit song, Zachary, Deborah, Moo, West. Natalie. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest to good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane surrounding this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, our container is set. And of course, this container now exists wherever you are in time or space. So you're in safe space to do this work. Next, we're going to invoke embodied awakening for each of us. The more awake you are, the more effective your service to the new earth is going to be. So as always, I'll fully explain what we're doing because there's usually someone new here in the mix. So the idea here is you're going to call your higher self to merge with you in your physical body. And that will put you into a state of embodied awakening, popularly known as walking between the worlds, or becoming the marriage of heaven and earth. And the best way to describe it is through a metaphor. Instead of you driving the car, you, the personality, are going to slide to the passenger seat, and your divine's going to drive. If at any point you don't like the divine's driving, you can slide back over, take the wheel immediately, your divine will step out with no fuss, and your ego's back in control, if you wish it. So I'm just reassuring your ego that it's safe, and this process is reversible in an instant, if you wish it to be. The benefits of embodied awakening that are most easily described, there's a lot more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you are responsible for, you do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out so much, you know what to do through intuition much more, and there's much more bliss. And I speak with confidence about these effects because I've been giving these invocations out for over 9 years and have heard from hundreds of people that they work very well for them. So we've got a lot of real world experience supporting their efficacy. So if you are willing to do this, I invite you to come into the state of embodied awakening with us now. You're going to speak to your higher self and invoke the merging. And as a preview, the words you're about to say are maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Spoken, of course, to the higher self. So if you're willing to do that, then please repeat those words now. After I speak them again, you are speaking to your higher self. Here we go. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Good. Now let the words go, and to receive the awakening, you become completely passive. The only thing you're doing beyond passivity is simple awareness of your breathing, which you are not controlling, but allowing to do whatever it wishes. Just rest very gently in breath awareness, using only as much energy as is needed to even feel the breath. It's very little energy at all, actually. And just each time the breath comes in, just experience the pure physical sensation of that, and do the same when the breath goes out. Whatever the breath is doing is fine. Pointers beyond that that will help you do this most efficiently. I recommend you do not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. Please do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. All this effort-based stuff will shut the whole thing down. This is a passive process. The only active part is you calling it in through your invocation words. After that, you are fully yin. You are simply receiving. Because I'm not aware of any human that can awaken themselves. They can invite the awakening, and it can come, and the human can passively receive it. And that, at least in my experience, is how it works. So become passive, just feel that breath come and go. Your passivity, you're focusing on this non-mental object, the breath, will put you in the optimal circumstance to receive. It's kind of like your body is the sponge, and the divine energy coming in through your crown at the top of your head is like water soaking in. So just relax and let your divine soak into you. If you're sensitive, you'll feel it saturating every cell in your body. And you'll notice a consciousness shift as it soaks in. Again, all this will be noted peripherally. Again, you'll get the best result if you hold attention on the breath, just feeling it coming and going. Please treat all thought as distraction. In fact, that's the vital little instruction. If you notice that your attention has drifted from the pure awareness of breath, then consider whatever that is to be a distraction, an uninvited guest. However, it won't serve you to fight that distraction or try to change it. Any energy directed toward the distraction will only make it stronger. So you let the distraction do its thing. It is not you for our purposes here. And you just redirect your attention back to the breath very gently, very persistently. You just keep on coming back. And if that distraction continues in the background, whether it's thought or anything else, you just allow that. There is room for both of you. Just let it do its thing. You do your thing. Again, for our purposes at this level of work, the distraction is not you. You are the awareness feeling breath. And I can feel, by the way, in ways beyond even my understanding, I'm able to feel the energy being experienced not only by the live callers, but by those listening to the recording later, even years later. So the field I'm experiencing right now is the composite field of the mixed live and recorded participants, or rather participants listening to the recording. So know that you are contributing to the mix in any case. And many of us have moved into embodied awakening. The field is lifting and moving into a higher, sweeter vibration. So those of you who have hit it already, just hang out there, please. Just relax and rest in that state. The more of us that go there, the easier it's going to be for everyone else to follow us in. There's a final little tweak if you're not there yet. This final little nuance can be helpful. It's a process of discovering the minimum effort needed even to feel breath. And the idea is to drop to zero effort and simply exist for a moment. Whatever arises is fine. Zero effort means just you're doing nothing. And after a moment at zero effort, then note, is there breath awareness at zero effort? Please note that now, whether that's there or not. If there is breath awareness at zero effort, then zero is all you need. Stay there. If there is not breath awareness at zero effort, then you add a tiny bit of effort, like the touch of a feather, barely enough to get breath awareness back. Even a smidgen of breath awareness is enough. So then rest at that absolute minimum effort level that provides breath awareness, and just rest at that level of effort. And I believe you will find, as many others have, that that is the perfect range in which to really let that embodied awakening flow in most easily. Most of us are there. We'll leave just a moment longer for anyone who's not quite into embodied awakening to relax into that. The instruction I'm actually given is just to, if you're not there yet, actually just go to zero effort now. Just be. And the allies who are present with you, regardless of where you are in time or space, will assist you in, if you relax fully right now. Let them help you. That feels wonderful. Well done. So I invite you now to just become aware of the energetic field you're in. And if you're not sensitive enough to note that, then just do what you can. If you are sensitive, you'll be able to feel what I'm talking about. And of course, doing more of this type of work will increase your sensitivity over time. It's a beautiful space. Okay. So now that we have... Oh, I'm also noting spontaneously that all those participating, again, whether you're live or on the recording, are beginning to merge into a single unified consciousness. This is in addition to, including and transcending your individual human awareness. So it's like they're both there at the same time. The part of you aware of the individual human, part of you aware of the blended field that is now available. So just note what your own experience is. They're telling me that if you're ready to join the blended field, it's happening. There's nothing you have to do. It's automated in a way. So if you are aware of the merged field, just note your awareness of that. And they're saying that they will manage what percentage of your awareness is in your human body and which percentage is in the blended field. You don't have to micromanage that. They recommend you do not. Just allow yourself to be spread across the individual and merged consciousness naturally. I found in my years of journey work that it's always better to let the divine manage you once you get out of your body. Things just tend to happen at that level. And as long as you're in protected space, all the right things will happen. So just for a moment, feel your consciousness. Wow, that's interesting. That's not happened before. They, the divine allies, have initiated the flow to support the new earth. There's already energy flowing from our collective consciousness to the earth and the humans on earth who are being assisted in this awesome evolution to higher level consciousness. So if you are noting that the flow is already happening, one choice is just to relax and let the energy move through you. If you wish to be a little more proactive, that is allowed in this time and space for this process. So in whatever way you prefer to do it, I will be guiding a more passive version of this. But if you now wish to actively send highest good energy for the awakening earth, and especially the humans on the planet who are ready to move to this next level of consciousness, you are welcome to do that in whatever way you wish. Or you can just, if you're already aware of the energy already blessing the planet and its inhabitants, you can simply relax and be part of that organic flow. Or, too many choices, sorry. You can repeat with me this invocation, which will do the same. Let me just feel if they want that. Actually, they're saying my usual approach is not even needed today. Normally, I would ask for energy to flow through me for the highest good of the collective. They're saying it's already happening. No need. So we won't do that. So if you're aware of the flow of energy already moving through you and through our joined awareness to the earth, which is now assisting to upgrade human consciousness and help the entire planet and all its beings move into this higher vibrational state, just relax. They say there's nothing for you at the human level to do except relax and to be part of the process. Although again, if you are preferring to do a more active process, let me just check in on that. They're saying that's fine too. They can be ego-directed if they wish, or they can allow it to just happen automatically if they don't. And they're saying if they want to try it both ways, try it one way for a bit, try it the other way for a bit, see how it plays. See which appears to give you a stronger flow for the benefit of the collective. And they're also reminding us that we are, in fact, on Earth doing this. So we, in this process right now, will be among those receiving the blessing. So we're sending and receiving simultaneously. How beautiful is that? They're saying Mobius loop. All right. So, your call. You can be proactive sending, you can relax and just be in the field that is supporting the awakening earth. And I now am going to take a pause in my speech, and from here forward we'll speak only as directed. Do not be concerned if there's extended periods of silence. The energy just went to a higher level. Just relax into this new vibration. So each of us is now getting an individual upgrade, which they're saying is ideal for us to serve better. So in order to be the best servant to the Great Global Awakening, you yourself have to be operating at the highest frequency that serves highest good. So each of us is now being individually upgraded to be better conduits for this energy. So just relax and receive whatever they're doing. They're saying that there are some who are hearing my voice who don't fully feel worthy of this kind of upgrade. They will assure you that you are, and they promise to only give you whatever level of upgrade that you are ready for and which serves your highest good. So they invite you to trust in this process, if you are willing. Been my experience, having done many ayahuasca journeys and other internal journey work, that in my experience it's simply not possible for anything to happen in the inner world unless you are in fact ready for it. It just wouldn't show up otherwise. Relax, allow. You're saying the more you relax and fully allow this process, the more you will awaken to the part of you that is a beautiful divine being of light. And they invite each of us into however much of that awareness that we are able and willing to experience. Remembering that everybody hearing my voice is getting your own unique, customized experience. As on all Awakening Plus calls, everyone gets exactly their own unique need met in each case. The energy is getting subtler and sweeter. I invite you to relax into that. Again, at the moment, the attention seems entirely focused on each of us individually. Saying that is all in good order. This will help the collective ultimately. Relax as fully as you can. Awareness is held either in the energetics happening in your field, if you're aware of them. If you're not, then just rest in breath awareness. Be completely passive. Let them run the process. They're saying for many of us now, a complete surrender is now possible without even choosing a focus. So I invite you to try that. Just be, simply exist. And if you find that at zero effort, you are simply being effortlessly held in the field, then I invite you to zero effort. If that doesn't keep you there, then again, a very minimal amount of effort on feeling the energy, or if that's not available to you consciously, feeling the breath. But try the zero effort strategy and see if that works. Yeah, they just reactivated the flow to the Earth. Apparently, as a group, we got into a sweet enough space and individually received the upgrades they were hoping for. But anyhow, the flow is back toward the Earth and its inhabitants again. So I invite you to relax passively into that. You may feel the energy flowing from us to the planet, or not, but just rest in the awareness either way, whatever you're experiencing. And again, zero effort if that works for you. I'm now aware of sort of a flaming energy off to the Earth. It's a purifying flame, burning out some of the old toxic heavy energy that needs to be cleared for the shift to fully happen. For some of us, there's a little bit of heavy energy now being processed through our bodies. And there's nothing you have to do about that. Just let it move through you if you're aware of it. The Divine has it covered. And this is only being done through those who are ready to do this. It's gone so beautifully deep. Just relax into that. As has often happened in this event, the mere presence of your consciousness is supporting the Great Awakening. Your service at the moment is simply being present and adding your energy to the overall field. Energy is going deeper. Relax into that. We're collectively processing some heavy energy right now. And it's not just us Awakening Plus people, we're part of a vast field of light workers who are serving this process. They're constantly around and in the earth assisting. Another bit of heaviness just moved through our group, just processed a very small bit of it. So if you're sensitive, you may not be aware that our consciousness now includes at least part of the group of beings who is holding space for the Earth's awakening, who are surrounding the planet. And I'm starting to be aware of the larger pulses of energy, of awakening, of healing, of processing that are moving through that, at least a part of that larger field. I'm now feeling some very subtle healing energy in my own physical body. And they're saying this is simultaneous personal and collective healing. So at this moment, there is no difference. Those who are ready are being invited to experience in themselves as the collective consciousness of the planet Earth and all the beings on it and assisting it right now. And if this is available to you, it will simply be happening at this moment. Or you're getting as much of that larger awareness as you are ready for. So there's nothing to do, just passively experience however much of this field you are aware of, and know that you're getting as much as you're ready for. They've promised never to give us more than we can handle, so you can relax comfortably into whatever's showing up. The energy is shifting again in a very beautiful and blissful and intense kind of way. I invite you to relax into that. There's just a slight warble in the field. I invite you to relax your awareness back into full passivity, if that holds you steady. Or if that's not enough to hold you steady, just resting in passive awareness of the energetics of what's happening. And again, if that's not available to you, just breath awareness. Some heavy energy coming through. Let's just relax and let it move. They invite us to be patient, just relax into this field. Enjoy the bliss. More stuff is being cleared through us. If you get distracted by thought forms, just relax back into the experience of the energy. I'm beginning to be aware of increased presence in the physical body. Feels like they're gently grounding us back into our bodies now. Well done, guys. As always, that was a group collective effort. I narrated it, but I was in no way making any of it happen beyond the calling in of the allies. So, we now have some time open for comments or questions, if you wish. If you are live on the call, if you're not live, you can't do that, but anyone live on the call can, let me make sure that unmuting is available. Hang on a sec. Yep. So anyone who wishes to speak can simply unmute yourself. If you're on the computer or the phone, just click that icon of the microphone with the red slash through it, and that will unmute you so you can speak. If you're on there's some who are on just a phone call, like without smartphone, then you can simply hit *6, and I believe that will unmute you if you wish. You're also welcome to type in the chat window if you prefer that. So we'll leave just a moment. I invite those who are now listening to me at this moment to, instead of just putting everything on hold and anticipating someone speaking, I invite you to continue relaxing into the field. And then if someone should choose to communicate, we can then give them their attention. But in the meantime, even though we're back in our bodies, there is still, as you can feel, a huge amount of that energetic awareness still present. They're saying more and more they encourage us to think of that as a both-and experience instead of an either-or. I know that for several years now, I just am always in this state to some degree. Camille typed, notice the participants are 22, a master number. Yay. Thank you for that observation. I have frequently heard from people that after a process like this, they're just so in the energy that even speaking or typing is more than they can do for a while. So I honor and respect that if that's happening for you. We will leave just a moment longer for any further feedback. So if you'd like to contribute something live, then please do so now. Camille, it looks like you're live. Hello.
Just a very big thank you. It was so powerful and beautiful.
Oh, thank you, Camille.
Yeah, I'm just feeling still the energy floating around my body like an aura.
Nice.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you. Me too. Thank you for your share. And she has muted herself back. Again, still open for any further comments or questions.
Hello, Benjamin. This is Elizabeth O'Brien.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi. I just wanted to say that it was wonderful. And also, when just before you said that there you saw the flame, I saw the flame too. So that was kind of exciting for me.
Yay.
So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've said before on calls like this that anyone with decent sensitivity could be narrating this just as well as I could. I'm really not making any of it happen. I just show up and stuff happens after we set our intention.
Well, I wouldn't have recognized it, so anyway, thank you.
Okay, good.
So it was good.
Thank you. And I'll also share, sometimes I'm perceiving a particular phenomenon and someone else at the same time was perceiving something quite different. So it's all very subjective what people experience in these type of calls. We do have some typing. Beverly typed very powerful today. Massive amount of energy flowing through the body in waves. And then this other person, I'm getting their name here, Jane typed, I drifted into a bad dream, but I was still aware. What to do in that case? Let me see what they say. They're saying it wasn't a bad dream per se. It was a challenging inner experience. And in the context of a call like this, you are in safe space. But let me just feel. Okay. They're saying a good strategy, if you are up to it, is to, when you experience that challenging phenomenon, give it your full attention. Merge with it completely. Because you are consciousness that cannot be destroyed or hurt by anything. So give it your full attention. And sometimes the attention enough is sufficient to deal with that, but you can also, if you feel significant challenge, say maximum healing that serves highest good, please. And then rest your awareness. At that point, I like just to merge completely with whatever the challenging phenomenon is. Your human's attention on the challenging phenomenon draws the divine healing to it. And then the divine knows what to do and will either chase it away or transmute it to love and light, or whatever needs to happen for highest good will happen spontaneously. That's how I typically deal with challenges. But understand, dreams are just another level of reality. So if you're dreaming it, on some level, it's really happening. And if it's happening in a process like this, then it's, you know, good to work with it. So that's that. Or again, there's no one right way to do it. You may have a different approach that works well for you, but that was what I was guided to share with you just now. Great question. Janice types, lots of energy waves and frequent breath releases and yawning near the end. Always beautiful. Thank you, Benjamin. Love and blessings to all from Janice in New York. Thank you, Janice. James typed, really great, Benjamin. Thank you. May typed, thank you, everyone. I guess May tuned in remotely. She's not here in the room with me. And then Jane typed, thank you. And May typed some nice icons, happy energy sender, and some star sparkly kind of stuff. Thank you. All right, so as usual, sounds like people had very positive and powerful experiences. I always experience when we show up to serve, we are blessed. And it's really hard to say which is greater, the blessing we give or the blessing we receive. And I could care less about keeping score personally. It all feels so wonderful. All right, last call for any feedback by voice or video or typing before we close. Once again, we tracked it just about an hour. We're a little under an hour at the moment. And the allies are thanking us for showing up. They say we really appreciate it when y'all show up and help out. They say every individual, every group who shows up to help in this way helps. Camille types, may we all have a blessed day all over the world. I agree. And they're asking me to say it is in times of great crisis, such as we're having now with COVID, with the whole, you know, arising of Black Lives Matter consciousness and awareness of the wrongs done in the past. And this is not the first time they've had me say this. You know, all the old negative things that have been done in the last thousands of years have to be flushed up and cleared consciously. So that is part of the work we are doing individually and collectively. And in processes like this, a great deal of that can be cleared very rapidly and efficiently. So that's why it's great when groups can show up and work collectively for this kind of beautiful healing work. Michelle types, most grateful, the sun is shining, blessings, hugs, smiles. Thank you, Michelle. All right, they're saying it's time to wrap it up, so we shall. So I invite you to relax and give me one last moment of attention while we close the mesa. By the way, if you don't know, a mesa is a floor altar on a textile. And it's just a kind of a control panel that helps to hold the sacred energy coherently when we do work like this. Pachamama Mama Kia Wiracocha Inti Kuiti. Thank you, allies. So grateful to be part of this beautiful work to help heal the planet. We are grateful to be of service. We are grateful to receive the blessings we receive every time we show up to do work like this. Thank you, allies, for this beautiful opportunity. Thank you for allowing us to have the consciousness that allows us to serve in this way. Thank you so very much. Please always show us how we can serve better. The reply is, wake up some more. The more awake we are, the better we serve. All right, as we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. I ask that you remain with each person hearing my voice, where your presence will serve their highest good, for as long as that's true. For myself, I request that you stay with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. The allies are giving me a thumbs up to share the closing I use in my own private sittings, in case any of this is helpful to incorporate for yourself. Allies, I ask your ongoing support for the following to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Maximum awakening, maximum service capacity, maximum ease of receiving and acting upon my inner guidance, maximum fulfillment of my life purpose, maximum adherence to the path of service to other, maximum support for the great global awakening, this or something better. Thank you, allies. I come to serve. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate, and to whom? I'm going to count to three, and then we're going to clap, if you wish, in unison to seal the work. Please do this, if you wish, whether you're live or on the recording. Hold your hands about a foot apart, palms facing, and get ready to clap. Here we go. One, two, three. All right, and our work is complete. So grateful to all of you for being here. As always, if you're here and are not a member of Awakening Plus, your presence has been welcome on the live call. If you want to get involved in the archives and connect with other members and accountability partners and all the juicy benefits of Awakening Plus, just go to awakeningplus.com and check it all out there. Very reasonable price to be involved with this work on a more deep level if you wish. And if you were interested in working with me individually, that's all at astroshaman.com. If you want to do astrology, shamanic healing, life coaching, anything like that, then I'm certainly available for that one-on-one. So many thanks to everyone for being here. So grateful for your presence. Thanks for supporting the big work. It is the work of our lifetimes and the work of many millennia, actually. So one last thing they're asking me to remind you of. Many of us are not from around here. We might be referred to as wanderers by the Law of One channelings, but basically you're not native to Earth. It doesn't feel comfortable here. You don't feel like you really are, you know, comfortable here. And they're reminding us that many of us did show up from other places, other dimensions, other planets, other timelines to help out right now. It is a critical turning point for this planet. And there will be reverberations well beyond Earth based on what happens here. So they're reminding you, you knew coming in that it would be messed up. You know, you're not here to fix all of it. You're here to serve in the specific way you're called. And as I have for myself, just ask yourself, what is mine to do? Don't get overwhelmed by the enormity of the task before us. You are not the only one helping. There are millions and millions and millions of light workers all working on the job. And I invite you to contemplate the idea, could you just feel what is yours to do specifically and stay focused on that? And that may help you work more effectively with the work that is before us. Many thanks to everyone. A couple of last comments. Edwine typed, thank you. Infinite blessings to all. Beverly typed, thank you always. Blessings to all. And I, Benjamin, am so grateful to all of you for showing up, many of you week after week, to support this beautiful work. I'm so grateful to every one of you. Every one of you makes a huge difference, whether you show up live or on the recording. It's all super helpful. So thank you for doing your part to help this planetary shift. And that's all for now. Thanks for being here, and many blessings to you all. Bye for now.